Project Ledgling Blog Audio, Mast Over Orion 2. This is one of those older games. We played it quite a bit, my brothers, friends, and myself, when we were younger. It's a classic 4X turn-based game with a good bit of depth and variation. I haven't played it in years and years now, but here's what I recall. Nostalgia warning, my memories of this game may depart vastly from the game itself. This game may actually be much less interesting and enjoyable than I recall. Things Mast Over Orion 2 does right. Interesting, tightly woven systems. The race choice, along with a powerful race customization tool, and research options play tightly together. Both directly and strongly influence space combat and planetary colonization choices. There are very few dud options, but the choices you make early on can come back later in the game. The no-backtracking science research acts like a modern skill tree, requiring your entire race to make decisions about trade-offs between different abilities. Randomized star map. Most strategy games have this, but I thought it was worth a mention. The placement can be unfair, but it's generally well-balanced and makes new games interesting. Not too much complexity. The game systems are refined and well-rounded. They could have thrown a lot more in, but the little they did include makes for interesting play without being overly obtuse. Abstract art style. The icons are just enough to fire your imagination without getting distracting. Colonists, planets, monsters, ships, they are all representative and easy to distinguish. Lots of optional play styles. Turn off the Interrans, change race options, etc. I recall there being a lot of options, especially when hosting a game. The ability to implement house rules style stuff that is actually enforced in the engine is a boon, difficult to describe. Especially when playing with competitive friends, having the game enforce the no stellar converters rule takes a load off your mind. Also, turning off Interrans attack is really nice for those of us who feel like a more relaxed pace. Clear descriptions of rules, abilities, technologies, etc. Many games create a sense of wonder by leaving you in the dark as to the exact mechanics of the game. I don't appreciate this, and Mutu steers mostly clear of this pitfall. Most of the time, you know what it is you're researching, what systems on your ship do, and how your choices will affect the game state. Things Mast Over Orion 2 does wrong. Micromanagement gets overwhelming late game. This is partially a result of the poor AI, see below, but it feels like an issue in itself. When your empire is composed of 3 planets, everything feels good. When your reach extends to 50 or so, things are way out of hand. The ability to issue commands to multiple star systems at once would have been nice. Abstracting the micromanagement would have been helpful as well. And the AI is not terribly bright. This makes fighting the computer much too easy, and it also makes managing your own planets and fleets a nightmare. I realize this is a difficult issue to solve, but still. Things Mast Over Orion 2 does, but I can't decide how I feel about them. This is a game designed to be played over and over, and each game takes hours to finish. This can be great if you're looking for a long experience, but it can be frustrating if you're just going for completion. For good or ill, expect to spend some hours on it, especially coupled with the micromanagement issues. Each turn can take tens of minutes near the end. Space Amoeba. What's with this guy? It makes an entire planet toxic or something, which is amazingly cool, but also amazingly bad. Giant monsters that can terraform, or more likely de-terraform planets? So cool. Giant monsters that turn my Gaia world into a reeking toxic pit? Not cool.